This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned sine die. The monsoon session, which began on the 20th of last month, concluded today after 19 sittings spread over 25 days. The House witnessed discussions on a wide range of legislative and national issues. Several important bills, including the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026, the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026, the Tribunals Reforms Bill 2026, the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026, the National Cooperative Development Corporation Amendment Bill 2026, and the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 were passed. However, the session also saw repeated disruptions over the issue of students' protests over the NEET paper leak, alleged police action against protesting students, and alleged anomalies in Ayodhya Ram Temple donation. Parliament has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill aims to make India's mining sector more efficient, investment-friendly and well-equipped to fulfil the country's growing demand for critical minerals. The BJP today accused the opposition parties of ignoring issues faced by students in Punjab and Jharkhand. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi claimed that the opposition parties are creating a ruckus in Parliament only to avoid questions on student issues of Jharkhand and Punjab. The spokesperson also alleged that senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has remained silent on the Jharkhand students' issues. The Calcutta High Court has cancelled all other backward classes or OBCA and OBCB certificates issued under the revised rules introduced by the previous Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal. The court held that certificates issued under the earlier system have lost their validity. The OBC controversy dates back to the period after 2010, when the then Trinamool Congress government divided OBC communities into two categories, OBCA and OBCB. Allegations of irregularities and corruption in the issuance of OBC certificates subsequently led to legal challenges. The National Biodiversity Authority has released over 15 crore rupees in access and benefit sharing ABS proceeds from Mustard Genetic Resources. The amount will flow to 26 state biodiversity boards and 3 union territory biodiversity councils, with the ABS share calculated based on the area under mustard cultivation in each state. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Liberia, Sara Bessalobanyanti, arrived in New Delhi this morning. She is on a 2-day visit to the country. She will meet Foreign Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar during the day at Hyderabad House in the national capital. The External Affairs Ministry in a social media post said the visit provides an opportunity to further strengthen the warm and close ties between India and Liberia. In the US, several states are issuing special proclamations to commemorate August 15 as India Day, celebrating India's independence, rich heritage and diversity, as well as the growing contributions of the Indian American diaspora to the American fabric. Delaware is the latest state, following New York, New Jersey and Massachusetts, to issue a proclamation marking India's Independence Day. Delaware Governor Matthew Mayer signed a proclamation and urged all citizens to celebrate India Day. Pakistan Air Force carried out airstrikes in Balochistan Surab district yesterday, killing more than 30 civilians, including women and children, and injuring dozens others. In a statement, Republic of Balochistan Group claimed that Pakistani Army and Air Force carried out extensive bombing and firing in civilian areas of the Gudar locality of Surab and surrounding areas, causing casualties and damage to civilian property. In Canadian Open tennis, American Brandon Nakashima defeated Spain's Rafael Jodar in the men's singles semi-finals at Montreal this morning to reach the Canadian Open final. At the stock market, the Sensex was trading on a subdued note, while the Nifty was moderately lower in the afternoon session today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.